This is Mike Breed at the Warren Group bringing you our Connecticut home sales data report for September 2019. Last month, there were 2,797 single-family homes sold across the state, a 6.7% increase from September 2018. At the same time, the median single-family home price rose 0.8% on a year-over-year basis to $260,000, an 11-year high for the month of September. Meanwhile, condo sales fell 2.2% on a year-over-year basis with 750 transactions, while the median sale price increased 0.6% to $164,000. Joining us now to shed some light on the Connecticut real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Yeah, happy to be here, Mike, and happy Halloween.
Single-family sales saw a significant spike in September. Do you expect this momentum to carry on through the remainder of 2019?
Now you're trying to pin me down. Predictions are hard to make. I'd love to see a continued improvement in home sales, just like we did in September. But the fact of the matter is that Connecticut real estate market this year has been slow. The 6.7% gain in September is the only monthly gain we've seen all year long. In fact, we have to go back to July of 2018 to find a gain in home sales volume in any month. So I can't take the results of one month and say with any certainty that the market is headed up. For the year to date, despite the gain that we had last month, the sales volume is down 3.4%, and it was down 1.9% last year. Now, I'm not saying that the market is tanking or that there's a real serious problem here. It's just a flat market without much excitement. In some ways, a stable flat market is a good thing. A decade ago, we had a superheated market that crashed, and then it took us into a recession. In comparison, a steady market gives everyone a safe and predictable opportunity.
Now, a recent report from CoreLogic shows that home prices are up in 49 of the 50 states, while Connecticut was the only state to experience a decline. Now, what sort of factors might have contributed to Connecticut bucking this national trend?
Yeah, I saw that national report on home prices. Seems like Connecticut is the real outlier, the only state with home prices slipping. But keep in mind that the national average gain in prices is rather modest. It's just 3.6%. Connecticut's just barely negative showing is not that far off the mark. So why is Connecticut real estate underperforming the rest of the nation? And that's hard to say. The jobs, the employment, the personal earnings in Connecticut are all pretty much in line with the rest of the country. There's nothing unusual or negative there, and the economy nationally is very strong. But we have to keep in mind that there is consumer psychology and consumer confidence at play here. You know, I think state budget woes, taxes, and politics may be affecting how eager consumers are to take the plunge with a home purchase in Connecticut.
Well, thank you, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Connecticut Home Sales Data Report for September 2019. If you'd like more information about The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.